There are more ways than ever to listen to History Daily ad-free. Listen with Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, or you can get all of History Daily plus other fantastic history podcasts at intohistory.com. It's April 28, 1967, at the Armed Forces examining an entrance station in Houston, Texas, 12 years into the Vietnam War. It's just before 8 a.m., and a number of reporters and photographers are waiting outside for the arrival of the reigning boxing heavyweight world champion, Muhammad Ali. Ali has been vocal about his opposition to the ongoing Vietnam War, publicly stating he's a conscientious objector on the grounds of his Islamic faith. But his application for conscientious objection has been declined. So today, Ali is required to attend the entrance center for a formal induction into the U.S. Army. As the taxi carrying Ali arrives, journalists swarm the car, their cameras and questions at the ready. But as the boxer steps out, he remains tight-lipped until he reaches the center's entrance. Ali is not camera shy, but today he is elected to let his actions do the talking. Inside the center, Ali sails through the physical and medical exams and joins seven other men, lined shoulder to shoulder. As the soon-to-be inductees await their final instructions, the commanding figure of Lieutenant Stephen Dunkley enters the room. He tells the men that once their name is called, they must step forward to be received into the U.S. Army. Lieutenant Dunkley reads out the names of Ali's peers, and all six men step forward. Then he reads Ali's name aloud, but Ali's feet do not move. The lieutenant repeats his request, but Ali stays rooted to his spot. Undeterred, the lieutenant asks Ali to step forward a third time, but again the boxer stays perfectly still. Ali locks eyes with the lieutenant as the officer marches over to him. His face remains impassive as Lieutenant Dunkley explains that, should he refuse to step forward, he will be committing a criminal offense. Ali nods in understanding, and Lieutenant Dunkley returns to his former position. For a final time, the officer calls for Ali to step forward. But again, Ali is completely still. Exasperated, Lieutenant Dunkley gives up and leads the other inductees away for training, leaving Ali to face the consequences of his defiance. Without hesitation, Ali then exits the building, publicly signaling his refusal to join the Army. As he makes his way through the throng of rabid reporters, he holds his head high, satisfied with his decision, no matter the cost. In 1967, Muhammad Ali is at the peak of his career. But his refusal to be inducted into the armed forces will change everything. Convicted of draft evasion and faced with a 5-year prison sentence, Ali has put his reputation and career on the line. But through it all, Ali will not waver in his conviction, demonstrating a dedication to his values that will turn the renowned athlete into one of the decade's most prominent anti-war activists following his refusal to join the U.S. Army on April 28, 1967.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
History Daily is sponsored by Audible. They say life is a mystery, but come on, it's not. When in your daily life are things mysterious? You really don't know what's going to happen next? They should say life is pretty much always exactly how you expect it to be. But that is boring. So if your everyday life feels a bit everyday, fight the mundanity with mystery, literal mystery. Like Esquire magazine's number one best mystery novel of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. As an Audible member, you can choose one title every month to keep forever from the entire catalog of classics, bestsellers, new releases, and Audible originals, ready for listening whenever, wherever on the Audible app. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/historydaily or text historydaily to 500-500. That's audible.com/historydaily or text historydaily to 500-500. From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is April 28, 1967. Muhammad Ali refuses induction into the U.S. Army. It's June 4, 1967, in an office block on the east side of Cleveland, Ohio. Inside, 12 men sit around a circular table, ready to begin a meeting. Well known to one another and to the world, the participants are among the nation's most prominent and well-respected black athletes, except for one, Muhammad Ali. Since his decision to refuse induction into the Army 5 weeks ago, Ali has fallen from grace. The response to his disobedience has been swift and sharp. Only hours after his exit from the Houston Induction Center, Ali was stripped of his boxing license and his title as the heavyweight champion of the world. The very same day, he was arrested and charged with draft evasion. The public has also been harsh. Ali's decision to refuse conscription has caused outrage so strong that some have labeled him the most hated man in America. With the Vietnam War at its height, much of the nation still supports American involvement in the conflict, including some of the men sitting beside Ali today. But despite their reservations over his position, this collection of influential black figures has assembled to hear the boxer out and urge Ali to accept a new olive branch. Recently, the American government offered to drop Ali's draft evasion charges if he agreed to abandon his anti-war stance and perform a series of boxing exhibitions for U.S. troops. Ali has already turned down the deal, but the men around the table urge him to reconsider. They worry that at the young age of 25, Ali doesn't understand the full repercussions of what he's doing. They advise him to cut his losses and take the government's deal. Many of them have already served in the military and assure him there's little to lose, promising him that his career and a lifetime of success will be waiting for him on the other side of his service. It's a lot better than facing prison time and a permanently tarnished reputation. But none of their arguments sway Ali. He already knows his decision is bad for his career, his livelihood, and his image. But he assures him that his faith and his principles are worth far more to him than wealth or prestige. To him, the matter goes beyond sport, fame, and money. At its core, it's about faith and justice. Ali's Muslim faith restricts him from fighting in any war not sanctioned by Allah, and America's racism further fuels his aversion to joining the army. He has no interest in supporting the slaughter of seemingly innocent people abroad, especially for a country whose prejudice hurts and kills its own black population daily. Surely, Ali reasons, as black Americans themselves, the men around the table can understand this point. The men struggle to respond. Even if they have a satisfactory rebuttal, they sense it won't be of any use. The strength of Ali's resolve is clear to all of them. But more than that, his sincerity and steadfast dedication to his faith and principles has inspired them too. Though this meeting was arranged to change Ali's mind, the boxer has turned the tables. After several hours of discussion, the skepticism that filled the room at the beginning of the meeting is replaced by a strong sense of understanding and unity. The men leave the meeting unanimous in their decision to support Ali in his protest and legal case. It's a momentous change of direction. All of the men are aware of the current public opinion of Ali, and they know what supporting him may mean for their careers. They could be made pariahs, but like Ali, they no longer care. It's time for them to do what they feel is right. After the meeting, the 12 men will hold a press conference to publicly declare their support for Ali and his right to be a conscientious objector. Their stand in solidarity will capture the nation's attention and put their own names and careers on the line. In time, this display will become recognized as one of the most significant civil rights acts in sports history. But it will only come after years of struggle in which Ali will take on his most daunting foe yet, the United States judicial system. History Daily is sponsored by Greenlight. I saw a short video the other day with a mother just agog as her daughter tries to comprehend that you have to pay the credit card company back for the things you buy with the card. She kept repeating, "Why do I have to pay for it twice?" And right then, I knew I needed to have a talk with my daughter about how credit cards work. I also figured if I want my daughter to really understand, I should get her a card of her own, and Greenlight helped with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of their spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Meanwhile, your kids build financial literacy and independence by learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. So don't put off the money talk. Start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/historydaily. That's greenlight.com/historydaily to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/historydaily. History Daily is sponsored by Mint Mobile. Increasingly, podcasts are considered in the entertainment business, and that means there are podcast agents, podcast managers, and podcast contracts. And after years of reading fine print and paying lawyers, if I've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. But is there always a catch? Turns out no, not with Mint Mobile. Their wireless plans are really just $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, because they sell online, cutting the cost of retail stores and passing those savings to you. That was perfect for getting a new line for my daughter. Resurrecting an old phone for her was easy, and Mint Mobile is just $15 a month with a three-month plan, no catch. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/historydaily. That's mintmobile.com/historydaily. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/historydaily. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. It's June 20th, 1967 in central Houston, just under 2 months since Muhammad Ali refused induction into the Army, and just 2 weeks since Ali's fellow black athletes stood in solidarity with the boxer. Inside a federal courthouse, Ali now sits before a judge, ready to stand trial for the draft evasion that has turned the sports star into one of the nation's most reviled figures. Despite the support of his contemporaries, Ali has continued to face immense public criticism, but he remains unfazed by the backlash. For him, the matter is still one of principles, and his values have not changed, so neither will his anti-war stance, even if it means fighting a losing battle. His resignation is evident in his demeanor inside the courtroom. As he prepares for his case to be presented, there's an air of defeat about him, as if Ali recognizes that conviction must be imminent. As the jurors enter the courtroom, this impression only deepens. Ali is not shocked to find that the jury is made up entirely of white, unsympathetic faces. He laughs to himself as a sense of certainty washes over him. It's a feeling he knows well, as it's one he experiences every time he steps into a ring. But then usually it's victory that feels certain, not defeat. At the very least, Ali is grateful that he's not alone in today's fight. Alongside him is his attorney, Hayden Covington. He has one of the best records when it comes to defending conscientious objectors, and he hopes Muhammad Ali would become his most publicized victory to date. As proceedings get underway, Hayden opens the case by using a tactic that has proved successful when defending Jehovah's Witnesses. Hayden turns to the jury and lays out his minister defense. Since conscription began, ministers, priests, and seminarians have all been exempt from the draft. Hayden argues that Ali, who is very vocal about his religious beliefs and preaches often at public events, is clearly a minister. Thus, he is unable and ineligible to fight. Hayden is confident in this line of defense because it's worked for so many of his previous clients, but not today. The jury is unconvinced. After just 21 minutes of deliberation, the jury finds Ali guilty of draft evasion. And to prove that nobody is above the law, not even the heavyweight champion of the world, the judge decides to make an example of him, handing down the maximum penalty for the offense. Ali leaves the courtroom with both a 5-year prison sentence and a $10,000 fine. But as he leaves the courtroom facing a prison sentence, Ali maintains a calm demeanor. He feels misunderstood and that his faith has not been taken seriously. But this is the result he expected, and Ali knows this is only the first round in the bout against inequality and injustice. Over the next 4 years, Ali and his legal team will take on the lengthy process of appealing his conviction, allowing him to stay out of jail while the case heads to the Supreme Court for its ultimate decision. And meanwhile, for 3 of these 4 years, Ali's boxing ban will remain in effect. But in 1970, Ali is permitted to return to the ring and resume his professional career. Shortly after, he faces one of his biggest fights ever against reigning heavyweight champion Joe Frazier. The match is the first time that two undefeated boxers who have held the world heavyweight title fight each other for the same title. But its significance runs even deeper than that. In contrast to Ali, Frazier supports U.S. involvement in Vietnam. So with each fighter serving as a symbol for two sides of American society, the match takes on a political charge. In the end, Ali loses the fight, his first ever professional loss. And the defeat shakes the boxer. He struggles to come to terms with the blemish on his record. But the hope of victory elsewhere will revive his spirit. 1 month after his fight with Joe Frazier, the Supreme Court will hear Ali's case. By the time it reaches the nation's highest court, public opinion on the Vietnam War will have drastically changed. And the opinions Ali expressed 4 years prior will become widespread among the American public, leading many to re-examine the boxer's stance, including those presiding over the Supreme Court. History Daily is sponsored by Indeed. You might think having a lot of responses to your job post is a good thing, and it is, but sifting through them all, searching for the right candidate, that turns out to be really hard work. Still, it is your business, and finding the right person is critical. There are specific skills, experience, and about a dozen other things your perfect candidate needs, so you keep searching. But when it comes to hiring, perhaps the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, their matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. And as a listener of this show, you'll get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/onthisday. Just go to Indeed.com/onthisday now and support the show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/onthisday. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
It's June 28, 1971, on the south side of Chicago, 4 years after Muhammad Ali was convicted of draft evasion. Inside a corner store, Ali greets the shopkeeper with a grin as he buys some groceries. The cashier smiles back and offers a word of encouragement. Ali's draft evasion case has continued to be big news since his conviction 4 years ago, but the narrative around it has drastically changed. Now many Americans are on the boxer's side and are rooting for his conviction to be overturned by the Supreme Court. It's been 2 months since justices heard Ali's case, and the court should be making their decision any day now. But despite his rise in popularity, Ali is still unsure whether the court will share the public's newfound compassion. But he tries not to dwell on the matter too much. He knows that regardless of the consequences that may follow, he has done the right thing, and that's all that matters to him. But as Ali exits the shop, his focus is pulled right back to the case. Because as soon as he starts walking down the street, he hears rushed footsteps following him. Ali turns to see the shopkeeper running toward him with tears in his eyes. Before Ali can get a word out, the cashier wraps him in a hug and informs him of the big news that he just heard over the radio. The Supreme Court has overturned Ali's conviction. Their decision is unanimous, with the justices citing a procedural error that occurred in 1967 when Ali first appealed the draft board's rejection of his application to be a conscientious objector. The board failed to state their reason for their decision, therefore denying Ali due process of law. Though the Supreme Court was originally torn, the discovery of this error helped tilt the court in Ali's favor. And later it will come out that one justice in particular also pushed his peers to overturn the case, convinced of Ali's sincerity in his faith and therefore in his right to be a conscientious objector. The decision will become a watershed moment in Ali's life and career, as well as the nation's civil rights movement. The boxer's tenacity and commitment to his beliefs will not be forgotten. In the ring, Ali will go on to defy expectations and reclaim his heavyweight title in 1974. But after retiring from boxing 7 years later, Ali will devote his time to activism and philanthropy, earning the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005. But upon his death in 2016, Ali's greatest fight will be remembered as his battle with the U.S. government. His decision to endure hardship and fight for what he felt right will be regarded as his crowning achievement, a feat sparked when Muhammad Ali refused to be drafted on April 28, 1967. Next on History Daily, May 1st, 1941. Orson Welles' revolutionary debut, Citizen Kane, premieres in New York after a bitter battle to suppress the film. Thanks for listening to History Daily. But did you know that you can listen ad-free in the Wondery or Amazon Music app? Or for even more history content, including the entire History Daily archive and other fantastic history podcasts, go to intohistory.com. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazib. Sound design by Molly Bach. Music by Lindsey Graham. This episode is written and researched by Luke Lonergan, produced by Alexandra Curry Buckner. Executive producers are Stephen Walters for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.